Well, good morning. I'm Pat Feldball. Welcome to WBFO's Press Pass. I want to welcome my guest, Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Pat. How you doing this month?
Doing quite well. It's good. August already.
It's hard to believe. The dog days of summer are here. And you know what that means?
That means
snow is not too far away.
Well, then your business should be picking up.
Yeah, it depends how you look at it, I guess. Yeah,
been a busy summer for you.
Yeah, it has.
For the Film Commission and for filming in Western New York. Now, we've been talking about the whole idea of getting people to become aware of the area, become mm-hmm. aware of all the resources that we have here. But now we've got repeat business.
Yeah, that's really the cool thing. It's kind of like once you've come to Western New York, it really sells itself. And we found that in a movie that just wrapped last week called Trial. That brought Fred Olin Ray, the sort of famous director, back to Buffalo. He was here a little earlier this year in like waist-deep snow out in East Aurora doing a movie out there. And he really spent some quality time looking around Buffalo and Niagara Falls and sort of kicking the tires and came back for that. And then, of course, we also have Garrett Verruder, who, you know, has done some local films here. And he and Scott Rubin, who many people may remember, is the longest-running editor-in-chief at National Lampoon. He's from Buffalo. He's back to co-produce with Garrett a movie called Rainbow Bridge Motel. And so they're now just wrapping their film. And so, yeah, I mean, these repeat customers are really, really pretty cool. We also have another film that's starting to lens this week called Two for One, Finding John Abrahams, who's another great actor in Hollywood, who's actually now directing for the first time. He's kind of a repeat customer because his director of photography is Matt Quinn, who is a local guy that we're so very, very proud of. He is a great cinematographer who's done some classic films, including The Romans, including Prescient. And he talked his longtime friend, John, to come up to Buffalo to shoot this movie. So we've got some stars in town. Can't tell you exactly who, but they're here and they're shooting. So it's been really, really, really good.
You told me, too, that since the Turtles film wrapped, mm-hmm. there's been a lot of repeat business from that experience.
Right now it's the inquiry stage. When they were done with the action sequence, some of the crew broke off and went to work on other projects. And so that crew realized what was here, realized how cooperative the community was, you know, in closing streets and things like that. So now they've gone on to other studio productions at a different level. And believe it or not, we're getting all these calls now from some of those folks saying, hey, would you consider this? Or could you scout for that? And these are much bigger budgeted films. It's, again, the city selling itself. I mean, last week we had several days that there were four different motion pictures shooting here in Western New York. And that I don't ever remember happening. And the fun thing about this is that we have the crew to support it. So as the base of movies is growing here in Western New York, so is the infrastructure. And that is hugely, hugely important because if you don't have the crew and you don't have the services that one needs to put a picture together, they often will find another place. So, yeah, I mean, it's exciting because it's really been a growth industry, and it's fun to watch and fun to be part of.
Well, Tim, thanks again for coming in. I appreciate your time here this morning.
It's always a great time to be with you, Pat. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.